This is NPR's Life in Berlin.
Elie Wiesel, he was one of the last survivors of the Holocaust. He was a conscious of the world, you see. That was important.
Professor Julius Schöps remembers Nobel laureate Elie Wiesel, who died on July 2nd. A voice that will be missed in a lifelong quest against racism and anti-Semitism. Schöps, director of the Moses Mendelssohn Zentrum in Potsdam, opens a conference on the new anti-Semitism in Europe.
You see a lot of young people here, and I have the feeling they are very interested in this topic.
The conference at CIEE, the Council on International Educational Exchange, brings together scholars from Berlin, Potsdam and Indiana University.
We have empirical data from surveys in the Jewish communities, not only in Germany, but in Europe in general. And there's an increasing feeling of insecurity.
Historian Dr. Olaf Glöckner is a research associate at the Moses Mendelssohn Zentrum in Potsdam.
We cannot say that the criminal statistics are also increasing, but the Jewish communities, they feel that there is an increase of hostility from the intellectual sides. There's Israel bashing. In France and in countries like Belgium, there are also an increasing numbers of violence.
The research is just at the beginning, says Glöckner. But this new unease in Jewish communities already shows how individuals have changed their behavior in the past 5 years.
If nearly 20% of the Jews in Germany, which were in a survey from the EU, and they think about, do I go to a Jewish service or not? 20%, I mean, this is every fifth person.
Dr. Günter Jekeli, currently at the Institute for the Study of Contemporary Antisemitism at Indiana University, researches antisemitism among Muslims. He comments on the recent terror attacks in Europe.
The jihadist terrorism we have seen, all of them are also anti-Semites, where people who are not necessarily well organized, but influenced by Islamist ideology. They think that the struggle with Jews, killing Jews, is a duty for them. So that's inherent in many Islamist ideologies.
Worldwide, adds Yekeli, the first victims of Islamists are Muslims. The conference on the new unease, organized by Indiana University Europe Gateway, attracted a large crowd. Attendee Lars Breuer says,
so there is not so much research on contemporary antisemitism, and there's hardly any institutions, so it's rather unique that you have these kinds of conventions or gatherings. Yeah.
For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.